I realized I'd given the wrong antecedent for we. I was no longer talking to the guerrilla leader in our exercise. I was talking to the Special Forces Master Sergeant. "I can lead," I said, though the words sounded feeble as they left my lips. "Maybe in whatever branch you come from, but I'm not getting that here. Not now," he said. The ensuing silence added weight to his words. I breathed deeply and waited for the rest. I didn't have to wait long. "Do you know where Kurdistan is?" he asked. I shifted my weight on the log. "I've heard of it," I tried in response. "That's good, since it doesn't exist." I realized I should shut up. "I just got back from northern Iraq. The Kurds call the area Kurdistan, the Iraqis call it Iraq. The Turks bomb the shit out of the Kurds whenever they feel like it. My team was running food and blankets to thousands of Kurds. We didn't go there trying to show them what we knew. We went there trying to find out what they needed. Am I getting through to you?" he asked dispassionately. I began to believe that either the guy really liked me or really hated me. But either way, he was trying to save me from failing the course. "Yeah, you're getting through." I felt like I'd been kicked in the stomach. I gleaned from his revelation that he was from 10th Special Forces Group. The team was just back from an extended stay in northern Iraq with the Kurds. His view of how this exercise should play out was colored mightily by his experiences in Kurdistan. While his status as guest cadre was known to our instructors, he was just another role player to us students. At this stage, I didn't know anything about guest cadre or the mission of 10th Special Forces in Kurdistan. I was just afraid of leaving the course of failure. He stood up, lecture over. "I hope you're trainable," he said, as he walked back to his fire.